Peter, I'd just like to ask you a little bit about the meaning of knot labs, which I think was part of your responsibility in the yardmaster's office at Towton.
Yeah, so knot lab was a wagon that had turned up with its labels missing. Knot lab was actually a telegraphic code which you'd send, saying the following, meaning the following wagon has arrived with no labels on, but it's obviously
Right.
got something in it. So if any of them showed up, they were put on number 17 line on Meadow Stowage, which was a short dead end, and one of the transship gang used to go round there every morning, and anything that was new he used to bring me details, and then I would pass them on to Darby, who would put them in the notices, and in due course, if somebody claimed it, they would tell me where to send it.
Yeah. And also, you did say that there was some repairs done on near meadow sidings to
Yes, at the
wagons,
back of the
sort of
back of the
minor
at the back
things.
of the meadow stowage, which were the dead end sidings beyond the meadow sidings through roads, that was Wagon Repairs Limited, and they had a cabin down there, and anything that wanted fixing that they could fix in the open air would be sent down there.
What kind of faults did they manage to deal
Usually,
with?
bottom half axle boxes broken. An axle box was in two sections, so if the bottom bit got cracked or fractured, they could just drop it off and put a new one on without having to lift the wagon.
Was that partly due to rough shunting?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, I mean that was a reg I mean my regular job was simply to any wagons that were crippled in shunting, I had to send out what was called a tick report. Again, that's another telegraphic code word, so, which means the above wagon has been stopped for repairs.
Yeah.
And I had to send a little note to the sending and receiving stations telling them it had been held up, and keep a record of them. And then I was advised when they were released. And so if anybody rang up and wagon number so and so, he sent me a tick report. I'd look and I'd say yes, or that went out 2 or 3 days later.
That's more important than for the, wasn't particularly important for the empty wagons, but
Oh no,
it
now
was
I'm talking about.
crucial for the full
Well,
wagon.
obviously only for loaded wagons. Empty wagons, it didn't
There,
matter.
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. So those kind of things were fairly common. It wasn't all plain sailing with the hump shunting. You
Oh
still
no,
needed steadiers to go along with the brake sticks and that.
well, the steadiers would be used if they were running into an empty road.
Yeah.
The first lot of wagons down, they had to go down with them and then pin all the brakes down when it got to the right position,
Oh, yeah.
so that that would act as a buffer for anything coming down behind. Or
Right.
if you'd got what we used to call a non-retarder wagon, which would be things like oil tanks or special wagons of one sort and another, where they had to be conducted down very carefully. And then on top of that, if you got one of those kind, and then the next wagons, whatever they were that were sent down, somebody had to go down with them to make sure they didn't slam into it too hard.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I mean, with
Did
enough.
they actually, did you ever see anyone sitting on your brake stick?
Oh yes,
So it was still
yes,
commonly done,
yes. They
even in the
yes,
50s and
yes,
60s.
yes. They put the brake stick in, and obviously they wouldn't pin it down, but they put it in so that the brake was rubbing, and then they'd just
Yeah.
sit on the end of the stick and ride down.
Yeah. And they had to run along to
Yeah, I mean
put it
they were
in,
supposed
really.
to run alongside, but I mean that was equally dangerous because
Yeah.
they could easily trip and fall.
Yeah,
And I
yeah.
know of chaps who'd I don't know whether they had been riding it, but there was at least one chap who had his leg off
Yeah,
through
it's a
falling,
dangerous place
falling.
to be,
Yes,
wasn't it?
yes.
Oh, thanks very much for that.